You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having a great day. Megan here. It is destination day, one of my favorites. I love talking about destinations because I love vacation planning. So helping you decide if this is someplace you want to go is always just so fun to talk about. Before we dive in though, I do want to let you know that I have decided to reopen the Travel Points Academy. So this is my signature step-by-step course that literally walks you through everything you need to know to get started earning travel points, how to use them, and how to book your first vacation in just 3 months of starting the academy. And it also comes with 3 months inside the Travel Points Lounge for free, just to see how you like the community, get questions answered as you're starting through the academy, and see if it's a community that you want to stay and be a part of. So this is a great offer. It's a one-time fee of $297 and you have lifetime access to the academy. And so I know a lot of you are just starting out in your Travel Points journey. And so you're just like, I don't even know where to start. This is a great place to start. We've already had several new students jump in this week, which is amazing. I love seeing it. I love seeing our community grow and all the amazing trips that you're planning. I think the two biggest ones that came in this week are a woman wanting to go take her whole family to Portugal next year in February, which is so exciting. We're going to try and get her whole family in first class. And then another gal who jumped in who wants to go to Norway in 2027 with her family, as well as a bunch of little trips in between that as well. So whether it's a big trip or a small trip, or you just want to travel more and figure this thing out and you don't know where you even want to go yet, this is a great place to start. So I will link the academy here in the show notes, and feel free to message me if you have any questions. So today we are traveling to Washington State, another mountain vacation. We have done two mountain vacations now back to back. And this place is really, really beautiful. So we went to Suncadia Resort. I'll kind of map out the whole trip. We'll really talk about Suncadia because I think that is a really great resort. But I will kind of map out the whole trip that we took as well, because there's some places that if you're going to go that far, you might as well go see everything that's around. So we flew into Seattle. We flew on American on the way up there, had a layover in Phoenix. Hit up the Escape Lounge with American Express Platinum. So that was really nice because our layover was like 3 hours. So it's always nice to just go grab some food, have some extra space for Paige to run around. That just lounge is a game changer, guys, especially if you have long layovers. Then flew up straight up into Seattle. So once we got to Seattle, we got our rental car. And it is about a hour and a half to 2 hour drive to Suncadia. But the first night we went up to Leavenworth. So it's about 2.5 hour drive from Seattle to Leavenworth because it's a little farther north than Suncadia, the resort. But I really wanted to see this town. It's a cute little German town. It looks like a gingerbread village. It is absolutely adorable and I really wanted to go there for just a night. So we went straight to Leavenworth. I booked a resort called the Barbarian Village on the Chase Travel Portal, which I always recommend to not use the portal and almost always transfer your points out to partners directly. But Chase has been having some really great, they call them points boosts. So basically they're like discounted on points. So I got this cute Barbarian Village booked for only 19,000 points, which I thought was a heck of a deal. Just know that if you are using the travel portal for flights or hotels, I really don't recommend them for flights because you're using a third-party system. There is no coverage. So, and usually they're non-refundable. So if your airline gets delayed or canceled, you absolutely have no coverage because the airline you're flying with does not care about your status because you didn't book it with them. You booked it through a third party, and that third party, the portal, is not going to cover you either. They're not going to refund you. There's no coverage. So if you get sick and you don't go, or you end up not staying in the hotel, like, you almost always are not going to get your money back and you're not going to be covered. So just caution to that if you are using it. There is that caveat, but when you can find a really good points boost and you know you're going to take it, it's a great one to use. So I was really excited. It was such a cute village. It was right in the middle of Leavenworth. So I could just walk across the street, and we went and got breakfast and walked around the village. I highly recommend checking it out. It is so cute. We went to like a gingerbread cookie store. We went to a chocolate store. We had an amazing breakfast. We went to the brewery and got pizza for dinner the first night. They were setting up for Oktoberfest, so there was vendors and stuff down there, and it was just the cutest little town to walk around. I wouldn't have wanted to stay more than one night because it's not a very big town, and there's, like, you can walk around and that's it. So I wouldn't have wanted to stay more than one night because I saw everything. There is like a mountain coaster there. There's a reindeer farm. There's a few things, like other things around it. But I really don't think I would want to stay more than one night or one day. So that's just my two cents there. And then so the next day we drove down to Suncadia. I think it was like an hour and a half drive. By the way, all of these drives are absolutely gorgeous. I know this is a girl coming from the desert, but just the rivers and the water everywhere and the huge trees and the huge mountains. I think they're the Cascade Mountains. Just absolutely gorgeous. And this time of year, all of the trees were changing colors. And so it was the perfect fall drive. So I think this was a great, like, mid-October would be great if you're looking for that fall color and stuff. Do know that the temperatures are going to fluctuate significantly. Again, this is a girl coming from the desert, but I was freezing while we were there. The first day, it was actually really warm when we walked around Leavenworth. But the last 2 days were freezing cold, rainy, and then the last day was snowing. So be prepared for like all of the seasons. Again, I'm a girl from the desert, and so we don't have seasons here. I'm just used to like warm. It's 85 degrees today here in New Mexico. But yeah, lots of different weather changes. So we drove over to Suncadia, and this is a Hyatt resort. So you can book this with Hyatt points. We booked it for 17,000 points per night. This is a great rate for a Hyatt, and for this type of resort, I think is a great rate as well, because a lot of the other places we stay are like 30, 40,000 points per night. Of course, I sent in my email template for a room upgrade, so I booked a basic room, and I was upgraded to a one-bedroom suite, and this was an amazing suite. It had a big old living room, a big kitchen, a separate bedroom with a big bathroom, fireplace in it, and then two doors going out to the balcony, which went out straight out to the grass, which was perfect because Paige could go run around in the grass. It was overlooking the pool, and the resort kind of like sits up on the mountaintop, hilltop, whatever, and it's very steep down to the river below. So we had a river view, and like it's the view is just absolutely gorgeous. So it was a great room upgrade. I looked, and the cost per night in cash, I think, was like around $550 for that room. So 17,000 points for that, I think, is a heck of a deal. They do have one pool with a hot tub right there on the property. So like our room literally walked right out to the pool area almost. And it's a smaller pool. Again, this is a mountain resort, so it's not like a pool place, but it is a smaller pool with a hot tub. We spent a lot of time in the hot tub because it was cold, but there is a pool center that you can walk to. It's like, I don't know, maybe a 5 or 10 minute walk down the road to the pool center. We went there one day too. They have a much bigger outdoor pool, a huge indoor pool, two water slides that are also indoors and go into the, actually they didn't go into the pool. They just kind of like ended at the end of the slide. And then they had a really large hot tub as well They have a pool bar there in the summertime. It was closed. I think it closed on Labor Day. So it wasn't open, but I do know you can get like drinks and food there in the summertime. But we met up with some friends who had some older boys, and they loved that pool with the water slides. So they had a really good time there. The water slides were too big for Paige to go on, even though she wanted to. Those older boys, they had a great time. So do know that there's two pool areas that you can go to. This is like, so they have the resort. It's called the Lodge, but it's within a like vacation home community. So there's lots of stuff like spread out through the community. It's very, very large. I don't know how many homes are in the community. So there's a lot of different stuff, and that's kind of why they had like a pool center off site of the Lodge, even though it's very close. There's also playgrounds scattered throughout the community. And let me tell you, these playgrounds are amazing. Like, again, I don't know if it's just because we don't have cool playgrounds here, but there, you can go look on my Instagram. I had posted one of the playgrounds we went to. If you have little kids, they are huge with tree houses that you can climb on, and like spinny teeter totters with tubes that go underground and slides that go down like the hill. It was just the coolest playgrounds, and they're scattered all throughout the property. So if you have little ones, that is a huge hit. Some of the other things that you can do on property is rent bikes. I wanted to do this so bad, but it was so cold. They have bike rentals, and there are tons of bike paths. They give you a map when you get there of the whole like community with all of the trails and everything. So lots of hiking trails, lots of biking trails. The bike trails are paved. A lot of the hiking trails are dirt, but I really wanted to ride bikes because they had like the pull behinds where Paige could have sat in, and she would have loved that. They had e-bikes as well. They have paddle boarding on one of their little like man-made lakes. There's axe throwing. In the wintertime, they have ice skating rink. When we were there, they had a fall festival going on. They have an area on the property called the farm. And so I guess it used to be like a working farm. And they do have like a little garden there that they use for the restaurant. And so they had the fall festival at the farm. And then the really cool playground that we went to was also there. So they had horse rides. They had big old balloon jumping houses. They had horse-drawn carriage rides. They had the pumpkin patch and face painting, food vendors, food trucks, all of that kind of stuff. And so I think they do have quite a few events throughout the year that you can go to. We specifically went during the fall festival, but again, it was really cold that day. So we didn't stay very long. We didn't get to ride the bikes like we wanted to, but just know there's like a lot of stuff to do. Also at the resort, right when you like walked out of our room, like I said, it's really steep down to the river. They have a huge staircase that goes down to the river, and it's 1,000 steps. There's like a sign at the top that says 1,000 steps going down. So me and Paige went down the very first day we got there, and then we all went down with our friends the second day. And she was a champ. She went all the way down and all the way back up by herself. She never had me carry her. So it's definitely doable with little kids, but, it was such a pretty view when you got down to the river, absolutely stunning. And then you could either go back up the stairs or you could keep walking some of the trails and like loop around. But, yeah, so that was a really cool just trail. The other thing I thought was really unique, and this is coming from a former wildlife biologist, so I'm going to nerd out about this, but it was so cool, and Paige liked it too. With the stairs going down, it was like 20 steps and then like a flat spot and then 20 steps and a flat spot. Every flat spot, they had put animal tracks in the cement, and then they had like a sign with the animal that made those tracks. So Paige was like, so excited. She would like go down and look, and she'd be like, a bear. And then she'd start walking down the steps, and she's like, what's next? And then we'd go, and she's like, a turkey. So it was really cool for the kids to like see what tracks and like say what they were and stuff. And I just thought it was like a really unique thing that they had done with all the animals that are in the area down the tracks. So little side note on there. Also, if I don't sound very good, it is because I have a cold from our trip. So I do apologize if my voice sounds a little bad today. The last thing that I wanted to talk about with this resort that I did not like was it only had one restaurant inside the lodge. And then there was one restaurant, I think it was like at the golf course. the golf course restaurant was more expensive than the restaurant at the resort, but the restaurant was very, very expensive. So it was kind of a bummer because you really had nowhere else to go to eat unless you wanted to go to the next town over. There were eight of us between us and our friends, and we went to dinner and we had, kids mac and cheese. I had a burger. I think Dick had salmon. Like, it wasn't anything super fancy. We had bread for an appetizer, and we had some drinks. It was like $550 for dinner. For breakfast, it was like another $150 or something. So it was really expensive, and it was just, that's fine, but I would like to have other options. So just know when you do go there, if you could get a room with a kitchen, you could cook or whatever. I like to eat at the restaurants at the resorts typically, but it was just really, really expensive. And then it also was kind of a bummer that we just couldn't get like pool food, which tends to be cheaper because we were there in the off season time. We did get some food at the food trucks at the fall festival, which was really nice. I got some like pretzel bites. Dick got some shrimp tacos, and so those were all really good, but it was just such a bummer. So do know that it's really expensive. That whole area is very expensive. Like, fuel was expensive, food was expensive. It's just a higher end area, I believe. But first, and it's a really large resort. So for the size of the resort, you would think that they would have other food options. So I was a little disappointed in that. So just know they also have a little coffee shop that you can go down and get breakfast from. So we learned to just get breakfast from there instead of the restaurant. And you could get, they had like a really good cinnamon roll. They had muffins and donuts, breakfast burrito that I thought wasn't too bad. And then you can get your coffee and all that kind of stuff. They have some snacks that you could grab and go. Like, we got like a little meat tray one day and took it on the trail. So you do have that option for breakfast, but for dinner and or lunch, you're really, really limited. So just know that. I think this is a great resort. There's lots of stuff to do. It's, I wouldn't say like a great toddler friendly resort, because there wasn't a whole lot for her to do other than like the pools and stuff. If we could have biked, that would have been better. I think personally, just for us, we've learned after these two mountain resorts that we're just very much beach people. We like beach resorts. We like going to all-inclusives and stuff like that. So we learned a little something about ourselves. It was a beautiful resort. It was really nice to go visit. I don't think I would probably go back. Like, it's not a place I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to go back there. But again, there's like nothing wrong with, like, it was a really, really fun resort. Super beautiful. Lots of stuff to do. I just don't think I would want to go back. I didn't love it that much. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not like, oh my gosh, that was amazing, like some of the other resorts you've heard me talk about here on this podcast. So if you are wanting to go to a mountain resort and you love hiking and being outside and all that stuff, this is a great place for you. I think it's really great for older kids too. There's a lot more activities if you're older, and lots of things to go see and do. The whole area is beautiful. If you're going to go that far too, definitely make a stop in Leavenworth. It is 100% worth it. The other thing I wish we would have done too, because the drive is so long from the airport, like by the time we left our house at 5 a.m. for the airport, and we didn't get to Leavenworth until 8 o'clock at night. And so it was a really long day with a toddler. And so I wish, if I would do it again, I would stay in Seattle for the night and then go the next morning, because the traffic in Seattle is so terrible. It literally took us like an hour and a half just to get outside of Seattle before we were even like on the road. So I would definitely stay the night in Seattle and then go out. So that's just my little tip if you are traveling that way, because it is quite the drive. So I hope all of this was super helpful. If you decide to go there, please let me know. I love seeing when you guys actually travel to these places. And if there's a place that you think I need to go travel to, definitely send me a DM and a recommendation. I love when you guys share all of this stuff, because I nerd out about resorts so, so much. So I will catch you guys next week, and enjoy this destination.